Welcome to Witchful Thinking, a podcast all about being a witchy woman in the modern world we live in. I'm your host, Brooke Monroe, and I'll be sharing bits of information each Wednesday morning on intuitive wellness, taking care of yourself and your spirituality, as well as ways to incorporate magic into your everyday life. My goal here on this podcast is to create content that centers my listeners and allows them to look at the world around them in a much more meaningful, magical way. Thanks so much for tuning in, and be sure to check the description box to follow me and this podcast on social media. Good evening, everybody. Welcome back to the Witchful Thinking Podcast. Right now it is Saturday, May 30th, 8:16 p.m. I know it's not my regular recording posting time, but here we are. It's just me today. It's just Brooke. Rose and I re-record on Sundays. And the things that I needed to say didn't really call for a conversation to be had. I wanted to record this. The world, the U.S. in particular right now, is in a state of upheaval. And if you are anything like me and you believe in the numinous and you believe in the unseen and you believe in astrology and spirit guides and ancestors and ancestral healing and all the woo-woo whatever shit that Rose and I talk about and pour our soul into, then you probably will agree with me when I say that everything happening right now was foretold in the stars at some point. You know, you can listen to astrology now, you can listen to literally any reputable astrologer is not surprised by anything that's happening in the world right now, because it's time for change. It is time for these things to happen. With that being said, it doesn't change the fact that it is terrifying. And we are scared. And I don't have a huge following like some celebrities do or influencers. But I truly feel like I would be doing a disservice to my listeners if I didn't speak a bit about what has been going on. I don't have a huge following. Like I said, you know, I just hit 5,000 subscribers on my YouTube channel. It's not a massive following. I'm so grateful for it. It's not a massive following like some of these singers and songwriters and actresses and actors have. You know, I have, between Twitter and Instagram, I have like maybe roughly 4,000 followers, give or take some that aren't active. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how big a person's platform is or isn't right now. What matters is speaking up. What matters is making other people aware of the social injustices that we have been taught to deal with and live with since we were in school. I live in Richmond, Virginia. For any of you, those of you who don't know, and Rose lives on the West Coast in Colorado. Last night, she told me that she had turned on the news and she was terrified because the rioting was taking place in her city all of a sudden. And if you have seen my Twitter or my Instagram or Facebook, whatever, lately, you know that I have nonstop been tweeting about the Black Lives Matter movement. I have nonstop been tweeting about George Floyd, justice for George Floyd. But I didn't realize that the rioting had started to break out in places other than Minneapolis and Atlanta. I wasn't aware. So when she told me that that was happening, I immediately, of course, like, I check Twitter religiously. It's a kind of a bad habit, but it is where I get the most up-to-date news, honestly. Twitter is where I get the most accurate and up-to-date news on a live basis. So I went, and to my surprise, Richmond was trending. So I had to look, and a rebellion. I'm going to refer to it as a rebellion. I think a riot and a rebellion are two different things. Was taking place about 15 minutes from where I live currently and about 5 minutes from where Stephen and I used to live. There were hundreds and hundreds of people trying to tip a GRTC bus over in the street. They set fire to it. There was a lot of graffiti. Multiple police cars were set on fire and burnt. There was tear gas. There were accounts of people saying that they saw these strange militia-looking men running around with, like, these white masks on that looked like something out of Call of Duty or something. It was insane. It was crazy. It truly brings chills to my body to sit back and realize what we're living through right now. And you know, coronavirus is one thing. We all have known for months now that coronavirus is going to go down in the history books as being one of the most insane, uncontrollable pandemics that have ever taken place in the United States. I don't think we realized that in the midst of battling coronavirus, we were going to also have to battle a race war, because that's what this is turning into. It has turned into everyone versus the racist. It has turned into people of color versus the racist. It's turned into silence versus speaking, being loud, talking even when they tell you to shut up. I am biracial. I don't know how many of my followers know that. My mother is black and my father was white. And I was raised primarily by my father's side of the family, but I don't consider myself a white person, if that makes sense. I don't consider myself fully either. I am both. I have always said that. I am black and I am white, and I own both sides of my heritage proudly. And it kills me that this is the world that little black children, little black boys and girls are growing up in. This is the world that biracial children are growing up in. Some of these biracial children have a white parent who is saying nothing, not acknowledging that this is happening, not using their voice, not using their privilege. You know, I've seen a lot of stuff lately about people saying, if you're gonna be a Karen for the right reasons. And, you know, that means using your platform as a Karen who complains about everything. And I'm using the word Karen. You guys know how I'm using the word Karen. You know in what context some women are Karens. The I want to speak to a manager over whatever Karen, okay? Y'all can be so quick to run to Yelp and leave a bad review when something doesn't go your way. If those types of people would use that voice right now to speak on what is happening and see through the bullshit, things could change. And it is so heartbreaking. It is so aggravating and heartbreaking to have to weed out my friends list on every platform I have because of the shit that I see people favoriting or retweeting or reposting or liking that truly shows where their loyalties lie, that truly shows where their morals are. We see you, and we know you don't see us. Or maybe you see us and you don't care. But we see you. We see what you believe in. There are so many famous people right now that are not using their platform the way that they could be. Kylie Jenner made Snapchat lose $1.3 billion after she said that she didn't like the new layout. The new layout, the new setup, whatever. She said she didn't like it. Can you imagine what the Jenners and the Kardashians could accomplish right now? If they put their minds to it, they could help so many people. The money they could donate to protesters, the people they could bail out of jail. Like, you haven't seemed to do much besides tweet that this is shocking and that this is heartbreaking to you. It is heartbreaking to us all, you know? And it's not just them. I'm just, you know, using them as an example because everyone knows who the Kardashians are. There are tons of famous people that I don't even want to listen to their music anymore because they have yet to say a single damn thing. They have yet to even retweet a Black Lives Matter, like, anything. Like, even the smallest thing. And I'm not trying to say, like, retweeting stuff means that you're pushing the movement, you're helping anything, but it shows that you are aware. It shows that you're not trying to tune everything out. People are dying. A 19-year-old boy died. Okay? A 19-year-old boy died at one of these protests. Like, today. This is not something that you can tune out. This is not something that you should pull the, I can't with social media today. The negativity is too much. Okay, I get that, I do, but imagine being oppressed for 400 years and not being able to get away from that ever. You probably can't, none of us can imagine how difficult that is. None of us can even imagine how difficult slavery was. Okay, so sometimes you gotta suck it up and you have to do your research and you have to know what is going on in the news. Because it's going to happen in your city. I'm pretty sure there's been a riot or some type of protest in every major city at this point. It is going to continue to affect us. And this is not something you can just sit by and ignore. It amazes me that some people have tried to ignore COVID. I'm shocked by the amount of people who have started fights over having to wear a mask. But people surprise you every day. People will disappoint you in every single way possible. I wanted to read a couple of the posts that have just kind of shaken me to my core on Twitter. So one of these says, "Rioting and looting will never bother me. Remember when they rioted because Black kids were going to their schools, destroying Black businesses and communities just because? Why was that okay? Y'all couldn't impose a curfew. There was no real strict stay-at-home order for coronavirus, but you were speedy with this 8 p.m. curfew for our protests? Y'all are calling the National Guard when we're advocating for George Floyd being murdered, but not when COVID death tolls were at 100. Thousand. When white people bring up black on black crimes, they really mean to say, y'all kill each other, so why can't we kill you? If a black person calls you out for your anti-blackness, listen. Don't debate. Enough with the All Lives Matter. Enough with the Blue Lives Matter. This is about black people right now. This is about the Black Lives Matter movement. A black man was killed. A black man was literally lynched under the knee of a police officer. if your neighbor's house is on fire, that is not your house. You don't call the police and say that your house is on fire because it's your neighbor's house. You don't call the fire department and say, but all the houses are on fire. All the houses are on fire. No, because it is your neighbor's house. It is not your house. It's not all the houses in the neighborhood. It is your neighbor's house. Black lives matter. This is not an all-inclusive type of deal. This is a fight that we have been fighting for over 60 years. And we sat in history class and we were taught the white man's history, okay? We were taught by whoever wrote those damn McGraw-Hill books that racism was a thing of the past. We had to write down the definition for segregation and prejudice, and we never thought we'd have to experience it, and here it is. Okay, it didn't go anywhere. Earlier today, Stephen was very emotional, very upset, and quite frankly, probably a little bit disgusted at the amount of people he grew up with that don't really seem to give a damn about what is going on in the world right now. Now, mind you, Stephen, my fiance, he is a white man. He is a white man. And he was absolutely horrified. He is horrified at everything that's happening. And all I could tell him to do was, yes, you have white privilege, and so do I, to some extent, because I am not just black, I am white. I am both. The only thing left to do when you've done all you can is to make a promise that any time you see an injustice being done to a person of color, to a black man, to a black woman, to a Latino man, to a Latino woman, any person of color, if you see someone in the streets who is being accosted by a police officer or someone of authority, use your white privilege to help that person. Because that's all you can do. Use your white privilege in a constructive way. Don't make posts on social media talking about all the great things that you can do that black people just can't, and how it kind of just breaks your heart, because we all have heard it. We all know about it already, and it's not news, and nobody wants to keep hearing it. None of us should want to change our skin color, and that goes for white people included. Everyone is born in their skin for a reason. Well, I cannot believe that we're living through this again. Fighting the same fight our grandparents and great-grandparents fought 67 years ago. But that is literally all you can do. Okay? If you witness police brutality with your own eyes, use your brain and try to help in the safest way possible that you can, because you know how the world works. You know how these people treat black people versus white people. That's all we can do at this point, is to try and save our brothers and sisters. We all bleed the same. Every single one of us, we bleed the same. Racism is a disgusting fight, and I wish we didn't have to fight it, but the fact of the matter is that we do, and our children probably will too, and their children after them. I'd like to be optimistic and say that, you know, that won't happen, but the truth of the matter is that it probably will happen. But yeah, I just told him, it is heartbreaking to look around and realize how many fucking racist people you know. How many people who are willing to sit here and make excuses for a country that will never make excuses for them. How many people who are willing to sit here and defend the rich people who don't even know you exist and wouldn't bat an eyelash if they saw something happen to you? I wish that violence didn't have to happen in order for change to happen. And it is such a shame that, you know, people are stealing from corporations like Target and Walmart and whatever. I don't think stealing is right, but you know what? Neither is killing people. Neither is kneeling on people's necks in broad daylight or at night, whatever. That's not okay either. Riots are the voice of the unheard. Martin Luther King said that. I have seen that phrase everywhere. People tried peaceful protesting and it got them nowhere. So why are you so shocked that this is happening right now? Peaceful protests get shut down eventually. It's, you know, I feel like sometimes the police force smirks about it, or they organize them and say, like, let the people speak, let them say what they want, and then we'll tell everybody to go home around 5 o'clock. Nothing changes. Clearly nothing changes. Nothing gets done. So I just wanted to use the tiny platform that I do have to say these things, because it's more than a lot of people are doing with their huge platforms, millions and billions of followers. Like, it's something. I want you guys to please be mindful if you're donating money. Fact check and make sure that you are donating to reputable organizations, and that you're not just throwing your money at whatever and not wanting to look into it. Like, you should look into it and make sure that it's actually, that the money's going where they say it's going, whether it's to protesters, whether it's to George Floyd's family. Please fact check and be smart. If you are out protesting, please think before you vandalize buildings. I kind of don't blame people for vandalizing these cop cars, throwing rocks in the precinct. I mean, personally, would I have the balls to do it? No. But people are angry, and it symbolizes their anger. As far as I'm concerned, it is a direct symbol of their anger. Thankfully, nobody was killed here last night, and nobody was shot at with regular bullets. Pretty sure there were some rubber bullets flying around and some beanbags, but if you're out, please do your research beforehand. You don't want to get arrested. You don't want to get hurt by, a person of authority. And you also want to make sure you're not hurting the protesters around you. Wear a mask. For the love of God, please wear a mask. I'm terrified of how the second wave is going to hit people, especially in 2 weeks. All of these people out near each other, that freaks me out. I feel like we just keep taking 5 steps backwards. But do not tweet, do not put on social media that you are going to protest. That's my dog in the background. Do not put on social media that you are going to protest. There have been so many accounts of people they've been tracked down, they've been traced, officers coming to their doors, arresting them, later after the fact, just for them simply being at these protests. You cannot take chances if you are doing this. Turn off your locations on your phones, or turn your phones off, and do not let yourself get identified on camera, whether it's video, whatever. Don't do it. protest and try to be as invisible as possible in the eyes of the people who don't want you there. Cover up your face. Take supplies with you in case tear gas is let loose, because, God, it sounds absolutely horrible. It sounds horrible. When I was a kid one time, my friend got some mace and accidentally maced us both. And that was painful. And I've heard people say that tear gas hurts 10,000 times worse than mace. So please just, like, there's so many infographics out there about what to do if you get maced. I'm not maced. What to do if you get tear gassed. What to do if someone near you gets hit with the gas. What you can do to offset a tear gas, you know, whatever it is, grenade, whatever it is that they throw, with like traffic cones and funnels, and how to put them out. So just please do your research, okay? I'm scared, and I am worried that people are going to start getting killed, and I don't want that. Obviously, nobody wants that, but if you're going to go out there, just be safe. Be smart. We have lost so many people this year already, and it's only May 31st, whatever. We're not even fully halfway into the year, and we've lost 100,000 plus people. And with this happening, I'm just so terrified we're going to lose even more. So these historic events are just overlapping each other, and it's just nuts. Speak up for your Black friends. Do not let them be silenced, and do not let yourself be silenced. I know that this episode has nothing to do, really, with the content of my podcast, but as a biracial woman, I was not going to do myself a disservice or any of my listeners who are people of color by not saying something. So, with that being said, I love you guys. Love one another. Please, 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 please be safe. Be smart. Be safe. And I will talk to you in the next episode.